when the Pistons play this season,
hopefully, and the better basketball.
Yeah, hopefully. Has to be.
Yeah, it has to be. They got number one overall pick this year.
And when the Houston Rockets come to town and the number two overall pick is on the court, Jalen Green, you know he's going to be booed mercilessly off the court.
Yes, he will.
Wow. Where did this come from? So Jalen Green, reportedly, in the Detroit News, they say he ripped the city of Detroit. He apparently said that he did not want to be in Detroit. Remember, he was the number two pick to the Pistons overall, number one pick, Cade Cunningham. He compared the city to the G League bubble. He said, I wanted to be the number one pick, but as for the location, I did not want to be in Detroit. I felt a lot more comfortable in Houston. It felt like a real homey environment. That's what he said.
All right.
But with Detroit, it felt like I was just going to the G League bubble, and I was just out of the bubble. That's pretty much what it was. In the G League bubble, I didn't really have anything to do but just stay in the gym. I didn't have any time to get away from myself. The only time to get away from myself was my apartment. And that's what it felt like in Detroit. I wouldn't be stepping outside Detroit because there are not many things that you can do in Detroit like that. You're going to stay in the gym and then go back to your apartment.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
I see. Yeah.
Although I would say as a young draft pick trying to build his game, perhaps you should spend more time simply in the gym and going back and forth to there in your apartment than going out and seeing the sights and things like that.
Probably.
Although according to the news here, it says this is a complete reversal where apparently about a month ago when talking about the potential of being the number one pick to the Pistons, he said, I want to live in Detroit.
Really?
Yes,
I mean, now he doesn't.
Yeah, now he doesn't.
Right. Nothing to do in Detroit.
Yeah.
Nothing, tells me he didn't really walk around Detroit a whole lot.
No doubt.
Yeah.
The Houston Rockets, of course, who had the coin, they did the coin flip, right, to decide between the Pistons and the Rockets to do the number one choice.
I think so, yeah.
Because remember, Mr. Green, you were going to play for a team that was the worst team in the NBA. The Pistons may have only had 20 victories, but you are going to a team that only had 17 victories. And by the way, they only have two world championships. The Pistons have three.
Yeah, that is true. That is true.
So
that's right.
Where would you rather be, I say? Where would you rather be?
I'd rather be up here because I would never want to be living in a place where the heat is what? It gets over 100 down there and consistently down there in Houston. Yeah, I couldn't deal with that.
Heat, humidity.
Yeah, right.
Hurricanes.
Yeah, they get that too.
Fire ants.
Oh, I forgot about the fire ants, right.
All that kind of stuff down there.
No,
so
yeah, don't get that stuff up here.
We'll have to check the schedule. I don't think the schedule's out yet for the coming season. We'll find out when Houston is coming to Detroit, and we'll find out when he's going to be booed mercilessly off the court, we hope.
I like that somebody on social media said, top five most hated in Detroit. Number four, Jim Joyce. Remember him?
Still,
what happened 10 years ago.
After all that great forgiveness that happened between him and
Galarraga.
Yeah.
Was the perfect game that wasn't, right?
Oh, boy.
Number three, Matt Patricia.
Ooh, yeah.
Number two, Aaron Rodgers. And number one, Jalen Green.
So all right. If you're surpassing Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, right.
They're keeping pretty good company there.
Well, I think maybe Lions fans, they hate Aaron Rodgers, but I think they respect him still. They wish that maybe he were a Lion all these years.
Well,
Whereas,
if he were to somehow, he wanted out of Green Bay.
Yeah, I know.
Nothing personal, Jared Goff, but if Aaron Rodgers ended up in our laps, I think the Lions fans suddenly would have been Aaron Rodgers fans. Kind of like the old Chris Chelios with the Red Wings.
Oh, right. That's right.
Yeah. Hate Chelios, hate Chelios, hate Chelios. Hey, Chris Chelios is a Red Wing. We love this guy. And he loved us so much he opened up the restaurant and everything, all that kind of stuff.
That's right.
Isn't that funny the way that works?
It is.
Short memories.
Yes.
Jim Joyce. I'm amazed at that. Like I said, I thought that big apology thing and the tears and the way that it was handled so professionally.
I feel bad for Jim Joyce. The day that he passes and his obituary is printed, it'll be Jim Joyce, the man who screwed up the perfect game for Andre Galarraga. That'll be the very first sentence
glorious,
of his obit.
So many glorious years, and considered one of the finest umpires, too.
Yeah, he was, right.
Except for one.
And that which will forever be remembered.
Yes. Yeah. Although, I got to say, at least for Galarraga, since he did not have a spectacular major league career.
He'll always have that.
He'll always have that.